midfield, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
All right, so this Football Wednesday edition, we did something a little different. We incorporated you, our loyal listeners, into the process of preparing for the show. For this past half hour, I've been doing a chat on ClevelandBrowns.com, and we did it for the express purpose of having you offer your questions, your thoughts on this team, and I will take several of those, or as many as I can, onto the show. But before I do that, I want to tell you Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, is going to be with us today. We're going to hear from Phil Taylor, Browns defensive tackle. Great cause that he's involved with back near his alma mater, Baylor. And with that explosion down in West Texas, you recall that, of course, at the fertilizer plant there, what he's doing to help some of the victims there. And Mike Sullivan, Browns offensive line coach. You get to meet him in our continuing series of Meet the Coaches. All right, in our chat today, got some good stuff. Joe wanted to know what I would be most excited to see from the draft class this season. Joe, looking forward to seeing how well Barkevious Mingo transitions from defensive end, which he played in college, to outside linebacker. I mean, speed, agility, overall athleticism, we know he's got all those things. And the real important thing, and Brian Baker, the Browns outside linebacker coach, mentioned this yesterday on this show, about how impressed he is with his knowledge of what he has to do in pass coverage. There's a lot of thinking involved in that role, and he liked what he saw talking with Mingo at the Combine last February. Now we'll get to see this weekend when you get to the field for the rookie minicamp how he translates that. Let's see, Ricky Tunstall, we got a question from Dave Darby wanting to know if I've seen any tape on him. He's the undrafted free agent safety from Delaware, the Browns signed. He'll be on the field this weekend. I have not seen a whole lot on him, Dave. I know, 5'11", 195, good size. I understand he has pretty good ball skills, undrafted free agent, so a little bit of a long shot to make the team, but as a safety, he's doing so at the right spot. And then Phil wants to know, is there any chance the Browns could sign a veteran safety? I'm not seeing that, Phil. I think they're fairly comfortable with what they have. I think they're going to let the guys like Tayshawn Gibson and Eric Hag compete and see what they have from the draft, obviously, see what they have in undrafted free agency. But I think the best way they want to improve this position is through scheming, get a T.J. Ward more involved in rushing the passer. I know T.J. very excited by the elements of this defense that will allow him to do that. All right, we're going to get this thing rolling in a couple of minutes. We'll answer more of these questions. We'll share these on the air that you provided during this chat on ClevelandBrowns.com for this past half hour. I enjoyed this. This worked out really well. Helps for the prep of the show, so we want to keep you more involved in that. All right, you're going to hear next from the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling Fusion or Escape for only $189. Your choice, only $189. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Have you just about had it with TV timeouts? Would you like to tell the ref what he can do with his whistle? Are your lips chapped to the point that you can't muster one more cheer? Dr. Hess can help with a full line of soothing udder ointment products, including Dr. Hess Udder Sticks, available in four great flavors. And just the ticket when you want to scream, stick it. Now available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Discount Drug Mart, they hear the run around. You'll find everything you need. Pull yourself up, 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 pull yourself
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price. Just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center, sir. This way to the parlor.
You mean a lobby?
No, so that's the foyer. Shall I ring the valet?
Nah, I already parked.
Right.
Butlers would make tire shopping fancy, but they wouldn't make it better. Better at Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and top brands like DieHard and the Mighty Road Handler. Buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTs and up to $80 in mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear tires. This is convenient. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer ends 5/18. Free tire and vehicle with lesser value. Rebate ends 6/1. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Installation required. See store for details.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com, Russo Rosalina.
Football Wednesday, Vic Carucci with you. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. We welcome now the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, and the recipient of a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Northeastern Ohio chapter of the National Football Foundation. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you, Vic. It was a wonderful night in Westlake. And, gosh, it was just a great, great night. It was great to see everybody. You're with a lot of outstanding student-athletes that are there.
Sure.
Urban Meyer, Jim Tressel, Larry Karras, the great coach at Mount Union, a lot of great high school coaches. Just a wonderful night. I mean, it really was. Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Browns, was there with a little update on what's going on with the Cleveland Browns as we come out of the draft and approach rookie minicamp. And it was a real honor. First of all, the award named after Dino Lucarelli, who, and as you well know, one of the all-time great people in Cleveland sports. And no matter where you are and no matter who you meet, if they have come into some meeting or connection with Dino Lucarelli, everybody says the same thing. Classiest guy,
great guy,
wonderful person. And so I accept that that honor and that award with great, great humility because of the wonderful person he is.
Well, you definitely reflect all those qualities that we know Dino to have. I want to ask you this, too, because at a time when you get something like that, it makes you reflect a little bit and think about all the years, Jim, that you've done this, that you've been the voice of this team. And I love one of the things you said last night, talking about the duty responsibility that comes with being kind of this ambassador for the Browns fan.
Well, yeah, and, people talk to me more about it. And, last night, it strikes me, anytime, Vic, anyone says, here's Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns, there's something that goes up the back of your spine, and, your hair just kind of stands up a little bit, because I remember all the nights that I would take my tape recorder with four size D batteries and C90 cassette tapes and ask my dad, hey, Dad, do you mind if when we go to the Boston Garden tonight, if you mind if I call the play-by-play of the Bruins game from my seat, section 77, row F, seat 13, he'd say, no, that's all right. right. And, you know, and that's how it starts. And I know that there are a lot of kids out there that want to get into this line of the business. And, and that's how I started. And it makes it all, you know, worthwhile, because that's the ultimate honor. Now, here in Cleveland, to be recognized as an ambassador or as the voice of the Cleveland Browns, it's not a big club. There haven't been a lot of voices of the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
And it's because it's such a great job, and it's such a wonderful honor to hold that position. Gibb Shanley, Jim Mueller, Nev Chandler, Casey Coleman, Jim Grainer, a lot of great, Ken Coleman, just to name a few. But there aren't many more than that. And so to be in that club has been just something that, you know, I really hold deep to my heart, because people really, you know, they want to ask you questions about the Browns, and they expect you to have the answers for them, because you really are not only a voice of the team on Sundays, but really every other day of the week, and in, you know, every day of the year, really.
Right. And Jim, it's doubly satisfying. It has to be gratifying, because on top of doing this for as long as you have, you've also dealt with the personal health issue of battling leukemia and doing it so triumphantly, and I'm so proud of you for that. More so, I mean, you're as well as a colleague, you're a great friend, and think about you along those lines, and how you've dealt with that, and you didn't let it, other than, you know, you had to take a little time off prior to that 2011 season, but truly, it's something that you weren't going to let stop you to achieve all that you're doing here.
It helped me so much in the years of going through that. Those were the only 3 hours that I never thought about having the disease. I mean, really. I mean, I can tell you, Vic, it could be Christmas morning, and everybody could be opening up presents, and I would pause and say, boy, this is great. I'm having a great time, but I still have leukemia. But those 3 hours, 1 to 4, on those Sunday afternoons, during the fall and winter months when I was calling the Browns game, are the only 3 hours that I could escape of not having the disease. And I, you know, they were so important to me.
It's cathartic.
It is.
And you and I can relate.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm a cancer survivor too, and I said the same thing. The job is what gets you through it.
Yeah.
If you stick to that, because that's where your I don't use the word comfort zone is, but you're right. That's where your mind goes and takes you off of the constant thought. We never forget it. And you and I have compared notes on this many, many times. But I think your handling of it, your courage with it, is inspirational. And it was and I want to tell you, inspirational to me in a big way.
Well, thank you. And I have to tell you, it also was a part of the goal. And the goal was to get through it. And I knew it was going to be filled with a lot of bumps and turns and twists. And it was. But the goal was to get back in that booth and recapture those 3 hours every Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And to get to that goal, to get across that goal line, so to speak, was so important. And that, you know, pulled you through some tough times.
And you got a great partner in
the
Doug
best.
Deacon.
Yeah, the best.
Who I know doesn't just value you as in a business sense, but loves you like a brother. And the two of you, the chemistry that you've built with him has been amazing.
Well, you know, it's two guys sitting in a booth, just like two guys sitting in two season ticket holders sitting beside each other in the same seats for years and years and years, 14 going on 15 for Doug and I. And it's just two guys on a Sunday afternoon just talking football and talking about what's going on with the Browns that day. And, you know, just a lot of laughs, a lot of great times. And somebody that is, like you put it so right, is like a brother to me.
We are talking with Jim Donovan. He is the voice of the Browns, the recipient, and we congratulate him on a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Northeastern Ohio chapter of the National Football Foundation. He received that last night in Westlake. All right, to the topic of the Browns. When this weekend is over, when the Browns finish their rookie minicamp, what do you want to see? What do you want to be your biggest takeaway?
Well, I want everybody to be healthy, because I remember, and Browns fans, remember this. If you remember Sean Jones coming out of the University of Georgia, coming to his rookie minicamp, he was a pretty significant high draft choice of Butch Davis and was supposed to be the safety of the future for the Browns, and he went up in the air and he came down and kind of like Gokong, like in training camp last year. But, you know, no contact, but he went up in the air and he twisted his knee, and, you know, Sean lost his rookie year. So I want everybody to come out healthy. Here's the thing that always interests me. Somebody in that 18, you know, numbered group of undrafted free agents is going to start on the road to opening up people's eyes and making the team. You know, it was Josh Cripps a long time ago.
Right.
It was Tashawn Gibson and these kind of kids that made the team – you know, last year. And that's what's going to happen here this weekend. I'm always interested to see who's the kid that wasn't drafted,
right,
but was signed by the Browns when they were done picking in the 3 days of the NFL draft that, you know, opens up coach's eyes and says, all right, we want him back at training camp. Okay, let's put him out on special teams. Okay, he did well on special teams. Let's put him in the base defense and,
right,
or do something like that. Those are always the great stories, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think these guys get their first chance because everyone can say, well, this isn't a big evaluation period, but it is for them.
Sure.
This is really the only chance that this coaching staff and that this player personnel staff can really determine, I think, what they have. I mean, they can know about college accomplishments and look at all the film they want, but really, when they get them out on the field, I mean, and this applies to the draft picks. Barkevious Mingo and Leon McFadden aren't making the Browns from this. They're there. They're on it, but for the most part. But when you look at draft picks that are at the lower echelon,
right,
of this,
exactly,
team, and,
yeah,
and that's pretty much all this draft was. It was two guys at the top and three at the bottom.
Right.
So
yeah,
with the five picks. But all these 18 undrafted guys, as you mentioned, plus guys that are going to be brought in for tryouts, the quarterbacks that they're going to have throwing the rest of these guys, I think get a good long look.
Yeah, they do. And, I mean, imagine every play, every rep they get, every throw they make, every pass route they run is, I mean, this is it.
Yeah.
You know, one drop or, you know, one pick or, you know, one misread, you know, can really take you out of the sight line of a coach.
Yeah.
And you just become on the other list, the cut list. So they live really dangerously. I mean, they live for every play, but somebody's going to do it. I mean, it may be more than one, but somebody will do it. And those are always the great stories, I think, you know, coming out of rookie mini camps. And then the overall minicamp, and then into training camp.
Jim, the other thing about this session, I think, from a coach's standpoint, is it's education for them. Brian Baker was on this show, the outside linebackers coach for the Browns, yesterday, talking about how for the coaches it's a refresher course. They had that voluntary minicamp to work through with these guys about, again, teaching them the basics and principles of how this 3-4 defense is going to run. And I think for them, it's important, as Baker pointed out, to get working with players to learn some,
yeah,
of the techniques they can use in teaching them. Because,
yeah,
essentially, yeah, they're teaching rookies, but everybody's new to this,
yeah,
scheme.
You're right. And this is truly a teaching weekend for them. You're right. And on both sides of the page, I mean, teaching these players, and then also these players learning these coaches' styles,
mm-hmm,
and how to impress them and how to get the system into their head, into their play, out onto the field and make it right. And you start to learn practice habits here. You know, you start to find out who's the guy that's really a good practice player. Who's the quick learner here? Who can we trust with a little bit more than maybe we're giving another guy in the same, mm-hmm, position? So it's a fascinating weekend. But you're right. Everybody here, veteran, rookie, undrafted rookie, free agent, tryout guy, everybody's really in the same class right now because it's all so new staff, new team, really.
It's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out by the end of the weekend, and it'll give us more to talk about next week.
Absolutely.
All right.
The weeks are getting quick, though, aren't they?
They are. Jim Donovan, voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease America's best-selling truck, the F-150, for only $229. That's right, only $229 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Home.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Trees in full bloom this spring at Rebel. Now get a free month of Nationwide, no contract, unlimited everything with any smartphone activation. No compromising, just great savings. Rebel Wireless. Come save with us. Limited time offer. Requires activation on a $45 smartphone plan.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedPTT3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Thanks for coming into the bank, Mr. Jones. I prepared an estimate of our fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage.
What? $6,000? That's a lot of money.
Yes. But think about how lucky you are to get a mortgage from a big bank that's been around 150 years.
Don't pay your bank thousands of dollars in fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage. Call Cash Call at 877-860-CASH. Get a 2.5% rate and APR fixed for 15 years with no fees and no closing costs of any kind without raising your loan balance. Don't be a dummy. Save your money. Make the cash call now to 877-860-CASH. That's 877-860-CASH or go to cashcall.com. Call 877-860-CASH. Cash Call Inc. Equal housing lender. Applicant must meet credit and income requirements. Rates subject to change without notice. See website or call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. NMLS unique identifier 38512.
Hey girls, Mother's Day is this Sunday. What should we get Mommy?
Daddy, how about we get her a kitten?
Well, that's a sweet idea, Emma. Let's think of some more.
Daddy? How about we get her a ballerina?
Very good, Chloe. Let's keep thinking.
I know, Daddy. Let's get Mommy her own spaceship.
Good one, Molly. Good one. Oh, boy.
Mother's Day is this Sunday. Are you looking for the perfect gift for your wife or any important mom in your life? Right now, Sherry's Berries has an amazing last-minute deal. You can get our giant gourmet hand-dipped strawberries for just $19.99. These mouth-watering berries are covered in premium gourmet toppings like chocolate chips and nuts for only $19.99. You pick the delivery date and your berries are guaranteed to arrive beautiful and delicious. But hurry, because Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible deal ends Friday. The only way to get this incredible deal is to visit berries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. That's berries.com, secret code 7070.
Vic Carucci with you on a football Wednesday. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Joined now by Phil Taylor, Browns defensive tackle. And Phil, you're involved in a very special cause with West Texas, the explosion that happened in a fertilizer plant there, very close to the Baylor University campus where you went to school. And it touched you in such a way that you wanted to do something to help there. And you got involved with getting some T-shirts made to get some awareness going to help those folks. 14 people died in that tragedy.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, give back. You know, me going to Baylor for 3 years, I was a part of that, you know, the Baylor community, West Texas community. This is only 15 minutes away from campus. So I just wanted to give back, you know, and let people know that, you know, I haven't forgot, you know, just, you know, dealing with, you know, the other things that are going on that it kind of, overshadowed the, you know, situation in Texas. So I just wanted to let people know that, you know, it's not forgotten.
And you mentioned that there were other things going on, the Boston tragedy, the Boston Marathon happening, that bombing simultaneous with this, and people's attention were pulled in a lot of different directions. And like you said, it was easy to overlook, but you didn't let yourself overlook it. When you heard it happen, I mean, heard about it, how shocked were you by that?
I was shocked because, you know, like I said, it happened 15 minutes away from campus, and you know, a lot of the people, you know, a lot of people at Baylor, they can be from that community. They know people that, you know, may have lost their lives, and just wanted to give back, you know, and just, you know, help those families out, you know, in whatever way I can. So all the proceeds from the shirts are going to those families.
And let's talk about the shirts. How were they designed? What was the thought process in putting them together? I understand the Baylor Bear is wearing a West Texas High varsity jacket in it, which is kind of cool. And so describe that a little bit, and how many guys on the Browns team you've gotten to wear them.
The shirts, you know, it's the yellow and green to represent the Baylor with the bear, and then, you know, the West Texas Letterman, and, you know, the We Are West Texas, just to let people know that it's not forgotten, and, you know, we're standing strong for West Texas. And the guys on the team that wore the shirts yesterday to help support was, you know, Brandon Whedon, Joe Hayden, TJ Ward, Josh Gordon, Greg Little, and Chris Obermanaya.
That's nice. And you have other friends, like entertainment, right? Rappers and such who are also on board with this?
One of my closest friends, Stolly, he's going to buy a few shirts to support and things like that. And I know a country singer that's a big Baylor fan, Sarah Beth. She's a country singer, so she's going to, you know, support as well.
That's great. Talk a little bit about football with you. You've been part of these off-season workouts, this program, since it began. You had the voluntary mini-camp session, and now you're basically going through a lot of classroom work and a lot of work with Brad Roll, the strength and conditioning coach. Give me a sense of what that's been like for you, and what have you noticed just from your own standpoint and maybe physical improvements and such that you're making?
I mean, we've noticed a lot. You know, a lot of the running. We're doing a lot more running this year, so we can be in better shape than we were last year. And I mean, the guys are loving it. You know, in the weight room with the music. You know, just a great atmosphere. You know, Coach Rowe always has us laughing, and he has us working hard. He makes sure we don't slack off in the weight room. So Coach DeSanto and Coach D. All those guys are great coaches in there, and, you know, we're having a great time.
What's been the individual focus for you? Because when a strength and conditioning coach takes a look, especially a guy he's never worked with before, takes a look at you, Phil Taylor, and says, okay, these are the things we got to focus on to allow you to be more successful, and then, in a larger sense, the team more successful. What are some of those areas you're concentrating on?
We're focusing on everything. It's not, you know, we're not singling out one thing. We're just trying to get better in every way we, you know, every way we do things. And with this, you know, the new guys on defense, and offense, you know, this is going to be a different Browns team this year. You know, I can't wait to get out there.
And for you, it's a 3-4 scheme. When you arrived here, obviously, 2 years ago, it was a 4-3, and you spent your first couple of seasons as part of that. How big of an adjustment is it for you?
It's not too much of an adjustment. I'll still be playing the nose, and I mean, the defense is, you know, once you know how to, you know, play a defense, doesn't matter if it's 3-4, 4-3, or whatever, you know, once you know your calls and, you know, where you got to go, I mean, all of it is kind of like the same.
Is there a sense of excitement, too, that it is something new, a different level of energy? Do you feel that within the locker room and among your teammates?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a whole new Browns team, like I said. The energy level, you know, the guys we got, you know, we're, you know, learning the offense, defense, and the camaraderie is coming together, like, really fast, and I like it.
And again, on the West Texas shirts, where can people go to purchase them?
All right, people can go to aamanagementgroup.com/shop. You know, that's where you can get the shirts. And, you know, they got all sizes all the way up to 4X, and it ships anywhere in the world.
What's your size? Is it 3X?
3X.
3X,
yeah,
okay. Just check it.
Yep.
Nose tackle's got to be at least that.
Yep.
Thank you. Phil, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
All right, big Phil Taylor with that 3X T-shirt. The shirts are cool, by the way. Very, very cool. And you heard where you could go ahead and try to get one and support a great cause in West Texas. All right, coming up, we're going to continue our series of introducing you to the new members of the Browns coaching staff, except this guy isn't all that new. In fact, this is his third stint on the Browns staff. He is Mike Sullivan, their offensive line coach. Great story that Mike has to tell you about his previous stints in Northeast Ohio with the Browns and throughout his football coaching career. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNO.
Deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling fuel-efficient Focus for only $129. That's right, only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code 5353. Plus, for a very limited time, Pro Flowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5353.
Northeast Ohio's hometown tire and service team is reinvesting again with a brand new Conrad's at Ridgewood and Miller Road in Copley. That makes 34 convenient Northeast Ohio Conrad's locations. And to celebrate, you can get this great deal at every one of them. Buy 3 select Mastercraft tires, get the 4th one free, plus free road hazard protection. Buy 3, get 1 free at our new Conrad's in Copley and all 34 Northeast Ohio Conrad's locations. Buy local, save big, that's Conrad's.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
See Clint Dempsey, Michael Bradley, and the U.S. soccer team take on Belgium. That's May 29th at First Energy Stadium. For tickets and info, visit ussoccer.com. Joined now by Browns offensive line coach Mike Sullivan. Your third stint as an assistant coach for the Browns, and that makes you unique, really, from others here. I know Rob Jedzinski was here previously as offensive coordinator, but for you to be back here a third time, what's that mean?
It means a lot to me, Vic, and I've known you since, I think, my first stint here. So you've seen me progress as far as I've spent enough time here to find a wife, to have one of my three children here, and I definitely know my way to the cafeteria. I know the little nooks and crannies of the building, and it's exciting. It's exciting for me because I felt like I've invested a lot in this organization as they have in myself, and it feels good to have a chance to come back. And you always want to finish it right, and I believe that this is meant to happen.
I'm glad you brought that up about him. Because I think the emotional investment that people see with Chud, as someone who grew up in Toledo as a Browns fan, that he knows what this team means to the community. I know that's not a prerequisite to be a coach here or a player here, but it has to help. And you, as you say, you have that connection. You know what the Browns are to this community, what they've been for many years. And as you're doing your job, as you're studying and preparing and doing the best you can to help the offensive line, and specifically with the team in general, get better, you do it with an eye toward what that means to the fan base.
No, it's an organization that obviously everybody here knows how steep it is in history, but it's nothing that I had ever taken for granted. Being born and raised in Chicago, there's a similar organization with the Bears. I mean, they have a lot of history, a lot of great players, and their fans live and die. And when I first came up here in 2001, I thought it was a mirror image of the fan base and how they live and die with the team and how they follow the team and how loyal they are to the team. And as you mentioned about Chud, I mean, I knew back in 1986, I mean, Chud was in Miami, Florida in a bunch of flannels and Cleveland Browns sweatshirts when it was, you know, when it was 95 degrees and humid down there. And I mean, that's, it's in his blood. And every day when you come to work, that's, it's a different dynamic when you have somebody at the top that's invested like he is.
And let's talk about that connection. You and Chud were teammates at the University of Miami. That's where you became close friends. You were an offensive lineman. You were a center on that team. He was a tight end on that Hurricanes team. Brad Rohl was there, your strength and conditioning coordinator here in Cleveland now. But talk about the connection that you made with Chud back then, and in any possible way, could you have envisioned the two of you working together as coaches? And I know you had that previous stint together in the 07 campaign here with the Browns when you were here. And then now, just could you see that? Could you see a coach in the future in Chud and in yourself?
Chud as a player, I would have to say I didn't envision it, because I would say on our team, Chud was definitely one of the more cerebral players, but I didn't think after he was done playing, I didn't think that that would be the path he would go down. I mean, he was working outside of football for a while. And then when he made the jump back in, you can kind of see how he dove in. I mean, and it wasn't one of those casual, let me just see if I like football. I mean, he found it. He knew exactly the time that he had spent away from football. I think he knew when he got back in that this is where he was supposed to be. And not a lot of people know. I mean, he has a graduate degree. He has his MBA degree. We went to school together and finished up our graduate degrees there. But I see a lot of how he approaches the team. There's a lot of graduate work type organization, and there's a lot of scheduling, and he's someone that, like I said, I didn't really envision him at the beginning when he first got out of football, but when he first got back in, I knew he was going to be a head guy someday.
Now let's talk about yourself. A very interesting career as far as a coaching path. Germany, Spain, France. The Peterborn Dolphins in Germany, the Rue Imperials in Spain, and pronounce the France one for me, the La Courneuve
Flash.
And you were head coach there, head coach for the team in Germany, and head coach in Spain as well. What were those experiences like for you? And you're dealing with players, I'm guessing a lot of course, European players who don't have it ingrained as much, obviously, as a sport is in America. So how was that to deal with as a coach?
Just for full disclosure, I'm just going to throw it out there that this stint of my life was nothing more than trying to avoid getting a real job at the time. So
I love your honesty.
It was a way.
I didn't want to say that. I mean, come on.
The club leagues, Vic, and I'm sure you've heard some stories about it. There've been occasional books written about them, but they're teams that it'd be equivalent here to maybe a rugby team that you get a bunch of diehard guys that maybe go out on Tuesday and Thursday after work, and then they'll play a match every Saturday or every other Saturday. And the rest of the time, they're just normal, everyday people. And that schedule at the time fit me perfectly. I had practice from 7 to 9 twice a week, go travel, whatever team that we were going to play, we'd go travel, and I'd kind of slowly work my way back because I didn't have practice until 7, 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. So, and the best thing is in Spain when I did 2 years and a little bit outside of Barcelona is with the with the daytime siesta, their practice didn't begin until 10:15 at night, and most of the guys were late. So I mean, it was so I had a full day. I had a full day of event before my 10:30 practice had to start. But coaching wise, I don't know, the X's and O's weren't as stimulating as what Norv's offense might be, but it was getting back down to the grassroots of it, the organic part of it. Is just, it was a bunch of guys who loved to play ball and they were hungry for it, and you had to be very creative in how you were teaching these guys, because their background, they didn't grow up with the sport. Most of them were guys that just either couldn't play soccer because they were too big or they just weren't good enough athletes.
Any language barrier issues, though?
There was always enough guys that would speak English. And then in Spain, I made a concerted effort to learn the language. And it was part of my barter, you know, the salary. I didn't have to negotiate maybe as hard as Chud did on salary. but part of it, a lot of it is barter, you know, barter system. And what you end up doing is I ended up, my final bullet point on my contract is I wanted to have Spanish lessons from a legitimate Spanish teacher. So I was hardcore. They didn't want to renegotiate with me when it was
drove a hard bargain. Mike Sullivan joins us, offensive line coach for the Browns. So we're talking about 97 to 2000, your European tour. In 2001, you're back at Miami as a graduate assistant, your school, Miami, Florida. And then 01 to 04, your first stint with the Browns as assistant offensive line coach, and really your first taste of the NFL. So what kind of experience was that in terms of influencing you? And start talking about some of the coaching influences that you've had in your career.
Well, you know, I mean, it's funny. I mean, we talked about Chud a second ago, but, you know, that year in 2001, I had just got back from Paris and had agreed to go back and coach a team in Austria. I just really wanted to keep traveling, and my degree was in international business, and I thought it was a way for me to at least get some legitimate bullet points on my resume without having to foot the total bill of it. So my idea was to keep going in this European football league and just coach in as many countries as I could to kind of bolster my employability. But I met Chud for lunch. A little stint in between going back to Austria, and Chud had mentioned at the University of Miami there was an opening. So he said, "Why don't you come down and, you know, see if you like coaching real ball?" And I was, you know, I was slightly offended because I thought we were playing real ball over there. But I got his point, and I decided to take a shot. And Butch Davis at the time was a head coach at Miami, and he was gracious enough to let me on. I didn't have any idea at the time that these graduate assistant posts had become as coveted as they had become, because back in the day you could have as many as you wanted, and sure, you know, if you had 10 GAs it was up to whatever team. After the fact, when I learned that these spots were now limited to two spots, one on offense, one on defense, and they were high volume applications to get the job, so Butch was gracious enough to let me come down there. And the very first staff meeting is when he resigned and took the job up here in Cleveland. So my promotion from college to NFL was as fast as I would have ever expected.
And what were some of the things you picked up from a Butch Davis? And what are some of the, because I'm going to guess that he'd be the earliest major influence on you, but a guy, of course, who was focused primarily on the defensive side of the ball, but what are some of the early takeaways you had that have been shaping your coaching thinking now?
I would even go back a step further, because I kind of equate Butch and, you know, these coaching trees, I think it's the term gets thrown around, but Butch Davis would definitely be on a Jimmy Johnson coaching tree if there was one. And Butch was very similar to Jimmy in a lot of ways for me when I watched him. Now, he was on the defensive side of the ball, so I never immediately was coached by him. But the coaching philosophy of being high energy, be upbeat, but number one, be prepared. You know, let these players know that you've invested time in them and that you care about them and that you're on their side. And there's going to be peaks and valleys with each player. I mean, you know, you wish you could have a bunch of guys on your roster that that everything goes just as you would have planned it if you had written your biography after the fact, but it doesn't happen. But Jimmy and Butch and all the guys, you know, even Chud, the guys I've been around, have all been player first loyalty, and it's hard to do. It's easy to say, it's hard to do, but I think at the end of the day, these guys appreciate it.
And again, for yourself, you appreciate that as a former player at the collegiate level. The Cowboys draft you in 1991, the sixth round draft pick, and you end up spending time 92 to 95 as part of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So you appear in 48 games with them. So it's enough of a career, certainly, to understand and appreciate things from a player perspective. And I'm guessing, and you're obviously not the first player to go into coaching, but I'm guessing you take some of that thinking with you as to what players expect from a coach because you've been a player.
Sure. And I told someone the other day, I remember the very first play I lined up as a Dallas Cowboy in an inside run or a 9-on-7 drill where it's offensive line running backs versus defensive line linebackers. And I remember whiffing on the first play and walking back to the huddle, and I see Norv is the first guy that's just staring at me, shaking his head like, you know, why do we ever sign you? You know, so I've got the history with the guys on this staff that I can go back and draw from. I know the expectation levels, and I know on the coaching side, having been around some of these outstanding coaches, how hard it is to get guys ready to play and how hard it is to prepare. But then on the player side, too, I do know that at some point it's got to be put on the player. Coaches can do so much. Coaches can prepare, but the player has to take – he has to take accountability, and that's probably the word that for myself would come up the most, is the accountability factor of a player has to be at the top of the line, top level.
A very notable thing when you were coaching at Western Michigan 2005-2006 seasons, in those 2 years an offensive line helped open holes to a 1,000-yard runner twice and gave up the fewest sacks in the Mid-American Conference in 2006, 14th nationally in that category. You take O-line play isn't a lot about stats, but it's the stats of others, runners who produce yards, quarterbacks who aren't on the ground, that you take pride in.
No, I do, and in the MAC, in fact, I tried to talk them into putting that in bold in the biography, but they haven't got to that yet. But we'll at least they'll underline it. But it was a sense of pride. And if I showed you the team picture of the offensive line that I had, it might even bring more, because it was a bunch of grunts, you know. In the MAC conference, you get guys who were deemed or were rated or ranked not good enough for the Big Ten, not good enough for the SEC. You get a lot of limited athletes that have a chip on their shoulder, and it was arguably two of the funnest years of coaching that I had, and we did have success. I will again give you full disclosure. On that team was a wide receiver named Greg Jennings, which definitely helps the running game a little bit in the MAC.
Sure.
And a tight end that was named Tony Scheffler, who is arguably a very productive player in the league up until this point. So it wasn't all coaching, but I'll take it as much as they'll give it to me.
After that, you go back to the Browns in 2007-08. So that second stint, how did that differentiate from the first one? I know it's different people, obviously, in the coaching staff, and you were working with Rob, so that I'm sure that was a factor in things. But give me a sense of what it was like the second time around.
The second time around it started out, it was very exciting, because the team, we were brought in as an offensive staff in the middle of Romeo's tenure, 4 years. So we came in his third year, and previously the first 2 years they didn't do a great job, and then we were really made a race at the playoffs that 2007 year. And I really thought we had something going. You know, I mean, it was an exciting time. The offense was scoring points, and you again, we go back to the city and the energy and the fans, and to get a taste of them being excited and them seeing the hope that it's not just the Browns playing, but the Browns playing for a playoff spot. Ultimately, we didn't get there. But I felt the energy and the juice that kind of when I got back here is what I'm feeling now, is what I'm hoping. You know, and everybody is. Listen, there's a honeymoon period, and I know every team, the NFL has done such a great job of setting up that it really is a year-to-year proposition in the NFL. Any team really has a shot. Now, some teams have a better shot with their skill player, quarterback, or whatever. But we in 2007. Thought we were on an upswing, and it was a great lesson, because it's a year-to-year proposition.
From 09 to 2012, you're with the San Diego Chargers. Of course, Norv Turner, the head coach there. You worked again with Chud there, and obviously just developing your career further. And I think what's unique, you're the O-line coach there. What's unique, too, about this situation is you work with George Warhop, who had been here previously as O-line coach. And I know the two of you have great chemistry and work together. And I imagine that that's even a greater situation when you can rely on someone who has
obviously the greater familiarity with some of the players who are already here, and then you bring your knowledge set to it, and it meshes.
It's when I first got here, knowing George just on a very casual saying hello to him at the Senior Bowl, and I knew exactly who George was. I knew how many years he was in the league, and you know, when Chud got the job here and he told me that George was staying, and you know, obviously one day I would like to be talked about in the same I would say accolades or the same adjectives that people use for George Warhop, because he is a guy that is demanding of the players, yet the players know that their interest is first, which I talked about earlier. Those are the values that I kind of principal coaches on, and I didn't know George as well as I do now, but seeing how he is with the players, this is a win-win for me, because there's no way that I can't become better as a coach. You know, I've been in this thing, and I think I know unrealistically, but you always think as a coach that you have the answers, and I sit there and I listen and I watch the things that George does with the players and the different drills he does, and I walk away saying, you know what, I don't have all the answers, because there are a lot of things that I was never exposed to that I'm seeing right now, and it's exciting for me. It's like anybody that you go into work and you have an opportunity to better yourself, and that's the way I approach it every day, is I'm getting a chance to help other players get better, and I'm getting better myself, and you can't ask for anything more.
Great. Well, we appreciate, Mike, you taking the time and going through this really very interesting career of yours, and we do wish you all the best, and we'll do this again.
They like to call me the Vince Lombardi of Europe, if you could spread that around.
Awesome. He is Mike Sullivan, offensive line coach for the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Liberty for the best selection of pre-owned vehicles in Ohio. Save with hundreds of vehicles priced under $10,000. 0% APR for 60 months on certified pre-owned Fords. Special internet pricing and more. Make it easy and shop all five of our locations' inventory in one place. LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
100 years of U.S. soccer. 100 years of moments like these.
Howard gratefully claims it. Distribution, brilliant. Can they do it here? Cook, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this? Go, go, USA! You could not write a script like this!
Where will you be for our next magical moment? Celebrate our centennial when the USA takes on Belgium May 29th at First Energy Stadium. For tickets, use your Visa at Ticketmaster or visit ussoccer.com.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/always open. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Pop quiz. Let's say you got Castrol Edge Full Synthetic and the leading synthetic motor oil. How are you going to see which one's stronger? You can't just look at them. You can't sniff the cap like a fine wine.
It's got hints of oil.
Come on, fancy pants. You got to test them, torch them, pour them in engines, and pour it on. Pushing those engines to the brink. And when we did, the one with the leading synthetic threw in the towel while the engine with Castrol Edge roared on. That's how Castrol Edge was proven stronger than the leading synthetic. So get over to AutoZone. You'll get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and an oil filter for just $29.99. Top that!
5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic for under $30. Treat your ride to a taste of the stronger stuff at AutoZone now. Castrol, it's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering.
Castrol Edge 5W30 lasted longer than Mobil 1 5W30 and a Castrol Extreme test of endurance with engines running at max output for 5 days.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Have you ever noticed how some companies offer great deals for their new customers while completely ignoring their loyal longtime ones? At Alarm Force, we appreciate all of the 250,000 people we protect. And because of that, we haven't raised our monitoring rates in over 15 years. Call now and get no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
This is Brandon Bastardo talking about his Nissan NV Cargo on Hidden Microphone.
You think they do test these doors?
Yeah, all these are UL rated.
What does that mean?
They have to open it like 1 million times at least.
At least a million times? So they close it, and then they open it?
They have a machine that does it.
A machine that opens and closes it? Now that's a job I could do.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm inside the van!
To get more candid opinions from real Nissan NV Cargo owners, visit CandidCargo.com. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Football Wednesday. Vic Carucci with you. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And on the Revel Wireless Hotline with us now is Renee Harvey, the Browns Vice President of Community Outreach, talking with us from the Hope Lodge in Cleveland. Renee, what's going on out there?
We just finished up a great project here. For anyone who's not familiar with Hope Lodge, it's a beautiful facility here just outside University Circle. And it's a facility for families who have a loved one receiving cancer treatment. And so we've been out here during the month of October last year and came back out. Beautiful day, planting some gardens and some herbs and vegetables for the patients and the families that are here. I'm just trying to brighten up their day and have some fun with a lot of the patients and get them outside to enjoy the beautiful weather. Had some good representation from players and staff to come out here and lend a hand.
Oh, that's so nice and such a worthy cause. And also the Cleveland Metropolitan School District, let's talk about a program that's going on there.
Sure. They do a great program to really recognize a lot of their top students for reading comprehension. It's so important at this age for students by the age, by the third grade. And so they have a wonderful program in place, and we're very proud to host them at the stadium tomorrow. And we'll be down, as mentioned, at First Energy Stadium with the top 100 students for just a good time down in Brownstown. We'll have some players out there and alumni. But we'll give them a great tour of the facility, let them check out the field, and, again, just celebrate and recognize them for the work that they're doing in the classroom. Again, reading comprehension plays such a vital role in their development and their education as they continue to grow.
And, Renee, I know so much is going on this time of year with community involvement, but it's also a time to reflect and take stock of what's happened in the past year. And as far as the Browns outreach efforts, to discuss those with us, please.
Sure. You know, of course, every year continues to grow and evolve, and just amazing participation from our staff, our leadership, our ownership, our players, coaches, and, you know, such a combined effort, and very proud to celebrate that. We have a recap video that is housed on the community section of clevelandbrowns.com that is available for the public to view to kind of see the work that's been done to give back to our great community and our great fans. You know, over 900 hours by our players alone, so want to certainly share the story and let them know how great they are.
Terrific stuff. Renee, thank you so much.
Thank you, Vic.
It's now your chance to ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yeah, we gave you a chance about a half hour before the show, a chat room session that I did with you for about 30 minutes where you provided questions, and I said a lot of these will be answered on the air, and that's just what we're doing here. Chris asked me, why don't we sign Tim Tebow? He can play tight end, be a backup running back, or use him as a free safety. I don't see it, Chris. Tebow sees himself as a quarterback. He doesn't want to be a tight end or a reserve running back, from everything I can tell. And I'm just not sure how much help he would actually provide in the areas you mentioned. And I think if you put him in a role other than a quarterback, you have an unmotivated guy. You really do. That's what he wants to be, and I think if he doesn't get that opportunity, it doesn't work out. Kevin asks, will seventh-round draft pick Armani Bryant get a chance? I think he has outstanding potential and is worth a shot. tremendous potential, Kevin. From everything I have heard about him, a dominant player at a very small school. Question is, can he manage his off-field life well enough so that he's available to perform, to be on the field, to give his best possible effort? Right now, it's fair to question that, to wonder about that. But from everything I understand, he's going to be at Browns minicamp this weekend in Berea, so we'll see. Maybe this is the beginning of it's the beginning of something. For his sake, I hope it's the beginning of a career in the NFL, but a lot, I think, has to change just given what looks like a very troubled history for this young guy. From John, he says, will the Browns slot receiver be David Nelson or Devon Bess? I think Bess, John, is going to be the regular slot guy. I would expect different kinds of looks that will incorporate Nelson, especially near the goal line, you know, when you're looking for that taller target to win those one-on-one battles in the end zone. But I think when you're talking about moving the chains, those third down types of plays, those real dig-in type of plays that you're looking for, I think Bess is your guy for that. And what else? John says, I think Brandon Whedon stares down wide receivers too much, and that's why he had so many picks last season. Well, there's no doubt Whedon had his issues with some of his mechanics, and I think that's part of it, is being too locked onto an individual receiver. That's where the coaching of Rob Chudzinski, North Turner, come into play to guide him out of that. They've studied the film about that. They see what you see, and they see what we all saw. And I think Whedon's also going to be helped by the fact that, hey, he's a little more experienced, and he's going to be working from shotgun formation, which for him is a comfort level to see the field better. Want to thank, for their participation in the show, Jim Donovan, and want to thank Phil Taylor and Mike Sullivan, and want to thank Renee Harvey, of course, for her contributions as well. And we want to thank Joe Meadows and Lauren Whitaker for setting up that chat. My outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, Drew Boatner. Stick around for 3 Deep. That's next. Talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.